Ksuvas Perk Yud Gimel Mishnah Vav 13:6, and this is the fourth of these seven contentious issues that Admon raised. Halachi will be not like Admon, but the Chachamim. And the topic here has nothing at all to do with ksubos or marriage in any way. It has to do with a field over which people are fighting regarding who owns it. So Reuven says the field is his. Shimon says, what are you talking about? The field is mine. I bought it fair and square. And not only did I buy it fair and square, I have the world's best piece of evidence that it doesn't belong to you, Reuven. Because when I bought this field, I bought it from a guy named Levi. And we wrote up a contract. And like every contract, they needed witnesses. And who signed as the witness that the field that I bought is a field from Levi? You, Reuven. You were the witness. So how can you come around and say that the field is yours? Why would you witness, sign as a witness that Levi is making a legitimate sale to me, unless you obviously didn't have any claim at the time that the field was yours? So that's our case. The mission says inside, Hama'or al Hasadeh. A guy's fighting over a field. So Reuven is saying that field that Shimon has now really belongs to him. Vahu chasam alei ba'ed. The problem is that Reuven was the one who signed as a witness on the sale contract when Shimon bought it from this fellow Levi. So what's the ruling? Admon Omer. Admon says, Yachlhu Sheyomar. We're going to allow Reuven to give a good excuse and explain why he signed as an aide, but that he wasn't in any way admitting or waiving rights or confessing it wasn't his. Nothing doing. He could say, Hasheni Noachli. He says, yeah, of course I signed that on that sale contract, allowing the field to transfer from Levi to Shimon, because I prefer Shimon, who's the Sheni here. He's preferred to me. He's easier for me to deal with than the original owner, Levi, because Levi is a mafioso, and he stole the field from me, but I knew that I'd never get it back from him. If I take him to Beis Din, he'd, like, whatever, you know, he would ignore the Beis Din, so I could never get it back. But now that I succeeded in getting into Shimon's hands, it's fantastic. I can finally take Shimon, the law-abiding citizen, to the Beis Din and say, listen, Shimon, bad news, that field really belongs to me. Varushon cut, as opposed to Varishon, the first guy, meaning the original owner Levi, who's Kashemenu, who's a tough guy who I just can't deal with, and I'm afraid to interact with him, which is why I facilitated and signed as an aide to allow the field to transfer from the Rishon to the Sheni, from Levi to Shimon. Vachachamim say, come on. Ibit es Sechuso, by virtue of the fact he signed as a witness on the sale contract, he loses all of his rights because he's admitting that he participated in the sale and he was party to the sale as a witness. He's obviously agreeing that the sale should go through and therefore he waives any claim to it really belong to him. Which would mean, according to the Chachamim, even if later on Reuven can bring witnesses that he used to own the field, and even if, you know, Levi can bring witnesses that he ever bought the field from him, so it looks like a smoking gun that Levi stole the field, it doesn't matter. Once Reuven signed as a witness on the sale agreement, clearly he's participating, facilitating the sale, and we don't accept this argument that he was doing it just, you know, so he could get out of Shimon's hands, and therefore he loses his chus, and Shimon can keep it. Now, the halacha is like the Chachamim. It only applies where he signs as an aide, as a witness, if he was signing just as a dayan, if he was sort of just being a notary, giving a henpeck, certifying that the contract was like a halachically binding contract, meaning he's just notarizing the signatures or something like that. That wouldn't prove anything, because a notary doesn't read what the contract says. He just, you know, certifies the signatures are legitimate. So you couldn't say the same thing. But if he's signing as an aide, he's a witness the sale's going through, so that means that he's agreeing it should go through, and therefore he has no claim after the fact. Says the Mishnah further, Asa simin la'acher, if, this is really a kind of a new case, but the words mean, if he made it, the field that's in question, a simin, like a feature to identify, an identifying feature to another person in a separate contract, then ibed es chus, then everyone agrees, even Admon agrees, that Reuven lost his chus. What's the case over here? So the case is that Shimon is selling another piece of land, one that's not in contest, a different adjacent piece of land that's bordering on the land which Reuven claims is his. And in the sale contract that Shimon wrote, he describes the borders of the land that he's selling. And if he says that he describes, like on the, you know, whatever, the eastern border of this field that I'm selling is another field, and that is the field which Reuven claims is his. So in the contract, it's describing the field, which Reuven's now claiming is his, as being Shimon's field. If Reuven signs on that contract, then for sure he's waiving rights, because that contract is saying that the field that Reuven's claiming is his, the contract says it belongs to Shimon. And here, there's no rational way that Reuven could say, I signed as a witness because, you know, I just wanted to get it out of Shimon's hand to somebody else who's weaker I could fight with. That's, of course, nonsense because, you know, it's not the field in question is being transferred. The field is just being, the field in contest that he's arguing over is, you know, just a reference marker for the borders of this field. So since the argument, you know, doesn't hold water anymore, even Admon would agree that signing as a witness now means that he waives all rights to that field that he's arguing over. The Gemara points out, oh, that's true, but not if the person who's buying the field from Shimon is Reuven himself. Because then Reuven could say, listen, I'd rather get half than nothing. I mean, I figured if I fight about my original field, which really is mine, then he won't sell me this field now. At least I can get something. So therefore, the reason why I, you know, was a party to this contract is not because I'm really waiving my rights on my original field that I really want back. It's just that I didn't want to make a fight until I got at least this piece of field to myself as well. Now, that last part of the Mishnah is not really a machlokas, so that's the din. As far as the first part of the Mishnah, the halacha is, like I said, like the chachamim, meaning if a person signs as a witness on a field, so that means implicit in that is that he loses any of the rights to subsequently claim the field originally belonged to him. He cannot do that anymore. As I said before, so meaning the halacha is like the chum, not like admon.